Hi, this is Dr. Leslie of the Dr. Leslie Show on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. With Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we are your bridge to wholeness. Tune in for keys to healthier, happier living in body, mind, and spirit. And then hold on to your seat as Wave of Fire takes you off the chain, outside the box, and off the planet for a new experience of that which we call God. With the Holy Spirit in the driver's seat, the Dr. Leslie Show will rock your world and turn your perspectives inside out and upside down as you join with our global community of listeners. We are 70 countries and 50 states strong. So tune in on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.
Remember when the internet used to sound like this?
Well, now it does.
Get online and log on to WGIVCharlotte.com. Stay in the know.
Listen live.
Check out the latest news,
music videos,
and what's going on in your community.
The station that keeps you informed.
I love this station.
WGIV 103.3 FM.
The soul of Charlotte.
WGIV Pineville, Charlotte. WGCD Chester.
Bridge to wholeness in mind, body, and spirit. Listeners, today we have two special guests with us. I've got wonderful friends and soul family here. Stacy Kirkpatrick and Ellen Whiteside are my co-hosts today. Stacy and Ellen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I'm just going to have a little word about both of their special, unique gifts. A couple of them, just to acknowledge and let you know both of them a little bit better. Amongst Stacy's gifts, Stacy is the first folk I have met in person who is an official animal whisperer. That's my name for it. Stacy's an animal intuitive practitioner. She also is a child behavior specialist, spiritual psychotherapist. And Stacy, we want to welcome you today. And I just wanted to mention that today we are really focusing on clearing, particularly clearing the past. And Stacy, you had some special gifts and techniques that you're using with folks and with children around clearing the past. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a spiritual psychotherapist, and which is called Rohan, and I take them into their emotions, their pain, and have them, as I guide them, experience those painful emotions and find their loving self and find forgiveness in whatever situation is happening at that moment, and asking God for guidance and helping them to release their pain and find the forgiveness in all situations.
That's so awesome. You know what I really love about what you just said, Stacy? Number one, and listeners, we're really going to be going into this further today. Number one, you said help them go into the pain. Folks, we around the planet are spending so much time and energy in our avoidance strategies. You know, we are actually enabling ourselves to keep blockages and pain and sabotaging situations in our life by avoiding them. And I just have to say, at this day and age, it's no longer appropriate to have the ostrich technique of head in the sand. It doesn't make it go away. And so the more we skip around trying to not feel what wants to be felt, the more we keep on sustaining that blocked emotion, that blocked energy in the body, mind, or spirit, and it just keeps staying there. And we might focus on running away from it and all the good things that we want to have. But if we've got that undealt with, unprocessed, unexpressed energy and emotion sitting there, it's still blocking. Yes. Even if we're not acknowledging it and pretending like it doesn't exist,
it doesn't serve us anymore. It serves us to have an open heart and to be vulnerable, and that is the way we communicate with God. is to have that open heart and the blessings that come from that. So it's time to go through the pain and the emotions of the past, because that's what that is. It's our past. It is not our present moment. And coming into present moment and really being fully expressed with an open heart is our deepest and our highest connection to God.
Isn't that awesome? And thank you so much for that, Sadie. And you know, the other word that really jumped out at me when you said it was forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Forgiveness. You know, what a powerful neutralizer. What a powerful neutralizer. Forgiveness seems to be our key to freedom these days, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah. Absolutely. We're holding those emotions like anger and resentment on our heart. And to really express that and let it go creates that open connection and that freedom, that expansion. If we could just imagine that we are God expressing, really embrace that, you know, with an open heart. You know, Jesus was the example of that. And that's what we all have the opportunity to be.
Absolutely. And he said, follow me and be like me. He set the example and said, I call you also my brothers and sisters, so to speak. So, you know, I love that when you say it's like being the vessel of the Holy Spirit to flow itself through. We are being that which we call God by allowing that spiritual essence to flow through us. It's like we're channeling God, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Being that forgiving essence, being that unconditional love.
And having the grace of God and those blessings in our life, you know, every moment, you know, all the time. That is for us. That's what's here for us. We have the opportunity to have the grace of God and the blessings once we release the pain, the anger, the resentment, going through that and releasing that. The blessings are right there just waiting for us to accept them.
Awesome. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're going to be going further into that today, folks, and with some special techniques. And you know what? We're going to invite you to participate. I promised you last week. We're opening up the phones today. Not yet. I'll let you know when, and I'll read out the number to you. But if there's anyone who's tuning in live today, I know that a lot of our audience, probably more than not, around the world, we are 70 countries wide at this point. Welcome, global community. This is the hand of the Holy Spirit bringing oneness across the planet now, isn't it? This is a new movement that's happening. At any rate, for those who are with us live today and have the opportunity, and if you feel prompted in your heart, we're going to invite for one, maybe two, to call in with your own circumstance, and we, the panel, will work with you today, okay, about clearing the past. Now, I want to give a little moment of attention as well to Ellen and some of her interests and gifts. Ellen is the owner of this beautiful space called Sacred Grove Retreat. And at that retreat, I've attended a number of events there. Amazing, amazing spiritual things happen there. The hand of God just weaves through that place and brings about healing and transformation through many people. So, Ellen, I just want to acknowledge you for holding the space and for the contribution that you're making to the world and to this community by giving them this place and keeping it as sacred as you are keeping it. It is truly a sacred place. I've been there. It's awesome. And now you are also a massage therapist healing facilitator. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Ellen, what brought you into the healing realm? Okay, how did your life kind of take you there?
Well, I became a massage therapist back in 1988, and primarily I did it because I wanted to be able to trade massages. But in that process, I realized how wonderful it is to see people, number one, feel better, to get off your table and they feel there's so much relief going on to them, and it really is touching them on much more than just on the physical level.
Mm.
So as time has gone by, I've really been exposed more to energy work, because back in the day, and it seemed like it was more mostly working on the physical. And so it's like, to me, it's like the hands is just another extension of the Holy Spirit that we touch people with, and many different layers that we have to clear.
Isn't that gorgeous? And you know, we've been talking on the show about how the physical is actually set up on an energetic matrix, you know, and if we're working on the physical outward expression of that. We're working at one level, but working at the true root and cause of what that physical structure is includes touching and working with that energetic matrix. Yeah?
Yes.
And have you noticed that your work has shifted as far as the healing goes?
Yeah, I used to feel like that the deeper you work on someone, the better. And what I realized, the energy work can just be so gentle and calm, and you get the benefits of it, to me, better than the old scrunching down on the body.
Oh, okay. So when you talk about working deeper, you're talking about the old elbow into the quadricep.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. And which I must say, from my own experience, I have found the benefits of both, where I would go, you know, I've had healing on me where someone didn't even touch me, and they had a gift from the Holy Spirit where they were actually working straight with the energetic template of my body.
Exactly.
And I know that I do that myself as well. And I've also had some Maori healing, which is the indigenous people of New Zealand, go in with traditional Maori healing techniques. Oh my goodness, we're talking some pain.
Like raw pain.
Stacy, you were talking about going through the pain, going into the pain. You know, that was intense. And like an exorcism, I kid you not.
Right.
There's like a point in time where I was engaging with this pain and going, ah! And then it was like something else was going, you know, I cleared something that I don't have words for, but I know that it was something being released from my being that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Say no more, but really and truly.
I have to commend you for that practice. I've heard about those practices. I've never tried them. I've tried, you know, the energy and the healing hands, but I've heard about the practice that you're talking about, the actual physical practice. So I have to commend you for that. I haven't tried that, but I've heard that there's great release in that as well.
There was. It wasn't like pain therapy, but there were moments of, yes, we engaged with the pain. But, you know, and listeners, if you go, well, what's right for me, then what I have to say is this, like with everything else right now, you know what? There is a rightness on the planet in this era right now, in this current moment, and on this radio show. We are a voice to say, awaken to the voice of the Holy Spirit within you. Your true guru, your true guidance is there within yourself. So this is about not taking Dr. Leslie's word for it, not taking Stacy and Ellen's word for it. You know, your life is bringing you to encounter different people, different opinions, and different circumstances every day. And your highest step is when you can start checking in with your own inner authority and sensing, is there a rightness for me with that? And that's really what we want to help provoke for you here through this show, is to start letting go of following others, letting go of giving away your authority to even your church, your pastor, your guru, your teacher, your life coach, your medical doctor, your politician, you know, your teacher at school. And start awakening within yourself a sense of your own truth, okay? This world has been kind of brainwashed to where many people in many cultures have been living lives of being told to keep quiet, be the sheep that follows, and listen to its, quote, leaders. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I believe that a number of things are changing in the world, including the walls and barriers that have separated us from one another coming down, and the walls and barriers that have separated us from our own truth coming down, to where we are able to ask questions. We are able to find that power within ourselves. And today's show is really about taking another giant step towards accessing that which we have within us all the time, by clearing that which blocks us from it. And one of the things that clears us, that actually is blocking us, is dragging around with us remnants from the past, not being fully in the present, okay? And these two ladies sitting with me today, the experts beside me, you know, have been living life, and both of them individually have expressed to me great wisdom and demonstration of their own usage of tools to clear the past, to clear the past. So, you know, Ellen, I really feel to speak with you first about that. You know, okay. You shared with me a very personal story and said that you were willing to share that with our global community, with our listeners, about a realization you had, something that just kind of came to you, like, what would you say, your inner voice speaking, and
inner
brought it something,
speaking.
And
yes.
Then how did you, what happened? Tell us your story.
Well, the other night, I feel like I'm in a commitment level with myself these days to clear anything that's keeping me from being in my highest self and being more connected with the Holy Spirit. So it's the other morning I woke up and this name of a past relationship came into my consciousness. Someone I have really not thought about in 10 years. And yet when it came into my consciousness, I thought, you know, I'm still holding a blame game there. And so I thought, if I'm going to really take responsibility that everything I create in my life is my creation, no matter how painful it could have been, no matter how it would have been easy to point the finger, I wanted to clear that out of my energetic field.
Now, can I just interrupt you for a second there, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay, I heard you say something there, and I just want to stop you right there and go a little bit deeper into that.
Okay.
You said that everything shows up in your life is your creation. Now,
absolutely.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? I know we've talked about this a little bit, listeners. Let's just go. Come on, Ellen. Come on. You mean that if you pull through an intersection and somebody comes smashing into you, you created that?
I created it on some level. Either I need to be taught to slow down, or I'm being careless. But I do really believe that we really do draw into our life, whatever instances, whatever on our frequency that we're attracting into it.
Okay, I just want to acknowledge you for that for a moment. This reminds me of our guest Holly, who was on the phone with us a few weeks ago. And I mean, I really threw up my hand to a salute when she started telling about her experience with breast cancer and her double mastectomy and the suffering that she went through with it. And she said that her breast cancer, that cancer had been her greatest fear, and that she owned responsibility for creating that in her life because of her focus and fear and the energy that she fed to the concept of cancer.
Absolutely.
So here again is another soul, another being who's standing up and saying, like it or not, I'm responsible. Everything that's coming to me, I'm responsible. I got it because I manifested it, which
right.
I believe is the only way that we can start taking true empowerment in our lives. Because if we don't have control,
yep.
then we're victims, period,
yep.
right?
Absolutely.
But if we're not victims, period, then we're responsible for everything. And so I just want to acknowledge you, Ellen. Okay.
And it's so much more empowering to take on that you create everything.
Okay.
So when I realized that the other day, it's like I had been it's been 10 years since this situation, which I thought if I blamed, then it would change the situation with someone else. And it hasn't. So I decided to write him a letter. And just tell him I've had him on the hook for 10 years, and I was letting it go. So I really felt like it was that Holy Spirit right going through me to initiate that. And it felt like, even though consciously I would not have thought that it was anywhere in my energetic field, because I don't think about it, but when his name came up, I realized it's there. There's still a layer in me that's not clear.
Isn't that awesome? So, and when you say his name came up, you know, so this is like your inner guidance that you're tuned into bringing up for
yeah.
you something that you were not even consciously aware of.
Absolutely.
And going, guess what? It's time. There's something we forgot about, but it didn't go away.
Yes.
Good for you. So,
after I wrote that letter, I had no intention of any what the outcome was, but it felt like I had, like, released 10 pounds off of my energetic system. So it was really just freeing, and it was like, wow. So now I keep asking inward of what else is there. Please show yourself to me to release.
How beautiful. How beautiful. So, you know, I believe that a lot of us get a little bit stuck on that letting go of the blame when it's really been something that we feel like we've suffered with, you know, and it's kind of hard to hold the perspective. Is it easier when it was 10 years ago than if it was 6 months ago?
You mean to let go of the feeling?
To let go of the blame?
Probably, but I'm also more aware these days.
Okay.
You know, it's like it. Hopefully, if the situation arises today, that I'll be more conscious about that I have a huge part in it because it's in my reality field. Where before it was more, I was in a, you're the bad guy, you're the good guy, you know, that type of judgment. And it's all based on my perception of judgment and the reality. It's my story.
You know, and what you just said reminds me of the Ho'oponopono conversation that we started last week.
Yes.
Okay. Are both of you familiar with that Hawaiian healing method?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Isn't it gorgeous?
It is.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yes.
So, listeners who didn't tune in last week, you know, I'm just going to give a little reminder. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian healing technique. And the story that brought my attention to it was about a doctor of psychology in Hawaii. I was going to say New Zealand. Hello. Pacific Island. Yeah. In Hawaii. Okay. Who was called into a job of actually running and working with the patients of a hospital for the criminally insane. So these are convicted criminals who were deemed insane. And this doctor said, yes, I'll take on the job under the condition that I will never meet with the patients. I will not speak with them. And they said, in fact, this job turnover was so heavy at this position that he was hired on anyway, because nobody wants this job in this place with these crazy violent people. Apparently, it was just unbelievable to have to deal with. And he took on that job and sat in his office and read the patient's files. And as he engaged with their names and their stories, he would open his heart to connect with these stories and these people energetically, and where within himself some sort of connection to their own field, saying, like Ellen just said, if it's in my reality, I'm to do with it. Okay? Almost like I've created it. So he, in some offset way, owned responsibility in a way for that occurring in his field, and would clear these patients, these insane criminals, by working with the energy that these words contain. And they are, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Now, I just want to touch on what the essence of each of those words are. You know, I'm sorry. You know, it reminds me of the instructions in the Bible about repentance. There's a humbling there, isn't there? You know, it's, I'm sorry is like a gift. We have to open our hearts and be humble to say, I'm sorry. Even if the I'm sorry isn't to an individual, it's just generally engaging with that energy of I open my heart and I humble myself right now. Okay? Please forgive me is asking for something. Asking for forgiveness. I believe that when we ask for forgiveness, we're very vulnerable. It's very vulnerable, isn't it?
It comes from the heart.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's not out of the head.
It's genuine.
Okay. Then comes gratitude. Thank you. So moving into that empowering energy of gratitude, which I believe opens up many doors in our lives, opens us up to receive good things. Thank you. And then lastly, the most powerful, I love you. Love, the vibration of that which we call God. So we've moved through those steps, and when he did that on these patients, each one of them was completely healed. And not only were those individuals healed that were in that hospital, but he created a healing in the field of that hospital to the degree, and of that community to the degree, that eventually the hospital had to close down because they had no one else to come in. There was no more need for that hospital. Now, you know, which reminds me, I hate to say this, but, you know, there's a number of people in the field of, say, medicine, right, who wouldn't be so interested in putting themselves out of work as this particular very aware, gifted doctor in Hawaii, who said, I trust in the abundance of the universe to the point that I will put myself out of work in this job because I will continue to be supported abundantly. I don't need this job to make that happen. The next thing will show up, right?
Yeah.
And he put himself out of a job because he healed that whole place. How awesome is that, right? And if that can happen, how much can we bring about a healing in our own fields, in our own world, like Ellen is doing and sharing with us this one step? Now, the thing that comes to my mind, Stacey, I want to turn to you for a moment, because you had some strong words of wisdom when we had a conversation this past week. I feel that sometimes it ain't so easy to go into that I'm sorriness. You know, when we've really been suffering from the hand of someone else's actions, shucks. You know, how do we let go of that attachment to being right and I'm the one who was wronged because they were wrong and I was right, right? Yeah. And you said something beautiful about thinking of where that person came from, of their childhood. Can
Absolutely.
You share that?
And just before I go into that, just about what you're talking about, the Ho'oponopono, that isn't just another form of prayer. Everybody knows the power of prayer, and it's just really putting out that vibration and holding that essence of prayer. And that's a practice that I have. Everything is a prayer and meditation. Mm. And then seeing, like I was saying, seeing someone coming, you know, you meet someone on the street and they're having a hard time and they're expressing that to you, and taking them, seeing them as a child in their pain. It's just in that moment, you know, taking that moment of you can choose to react from your pain, or you can choose to be your loving presence and see them as a child of God, and seeing them. You don't know their situation. You don't know if they just lost a loved one. You don't know if their child is sick, and they're acting out of pain. So if you can step back and be that loving self, that forgiving self, and seeing it differently, taking them back and seeing them as a child that has had some sort of pain, or you just don't know their circumstances. So if you can just take that step back for a moment and breathe and bring in the Holy Spirit and say, what am I to be in this moment? And go into prayer and meditation, and then being that energy of love.
How gorgeous. You know, what came to my mind when you were speaking this was Jesus on the cross saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know. So, I mean, that, how much more powerful and gifted and blessed can we be than to be able to walk life and hold the consciousness when someone is imposing something on us that's painful? To be able to access what Stacy's talking about, to go into that prayer, to look with compassion onto that person and say, they don't know what they're doing. You know, they're acting out of their own pain. I forgive them. They're just like me. You know, that's a beautiful, beautiful tool.
Mm-hmm. And in my experience, what, you know, with this practice of what I have, what I do is I look them in the eye. And that's something we don't do. You know, that's being vulnerable, engaging somebody, looking them in the eye and just seeing them. And if you don't know the person, just introducing yourself and saying hello. And I have experienced people just, you know, experience the love that I have, and it's transforming them. You can just see the pain just releasing from them and accepting, you know, the love that I have to offer. Love is the most powerful vibration. It's the highest vibration. Mm-hmm. And if you can stand in that and be that, you can, we can just imagine what we could do in every presence that you meet, you know, and walking down the street, just make eye contact and say hello and just sending them love.
How beautiful. Mm-hmm. How beautiful. Well, people, you know what? This is about joining together in conversation and consciousness and holding hands with this growing community. We're 70 countries wide right now and creating a world of love. You know it?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a powerful conversation coming up. I'm just going to say, this is something. So just stay tuned. We're actually going to take a commercial break for just a moment from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Friends, this is Dr. Leslie here to remind you that this radio show is an act of faith and trust, and that the financial support of this show has been turned over to be a reflection of the generosity of those which receive its gifts around the world. This show is holding a new consciousness and a new energy that has nothing to do with the old ways of running business. And we're not going knocking on businesses' doors and putting forward a commercial to you about any sort of products or services that are not to do with that which we are all about here. So if you have a service or a product, this is my listeners, our listeners that we're talking to, that you feel prompted within yourself, if your higher guidance says yes, this is the community that you need to reach. Contact Dr. Leslie for the show. Then we invite you to come forward and offer forward your gifts to those listeners here to help be a part of the support for this show through your commercial moment here on the show, and also to help bring your gifts and receive those gifts from the community. This is an exchange. And also, for those of you who feel in your heart there's a rightness for you to contribute financially to help keep this show on the air, then act on that. And you can do both of those things by reaching our website, which is www.bridgeholistichealing.com. And you'll see the contribution page there. You can actually make a contribution. If each of our listeners gave even $5 this month, we will be able to stay on the air. If you look on the contribution page on the site, you'll see that we actually reached $800 of donations last month, okay? Our costs are $12, so we're still, we're two-thirds there, okay? And I've been guided by Spirit to actually contribute myself. Right now, my time is by donation, and I'm gifting to the show for last month the $400 that we needed for that because I feel called to do that. And this month, I'm going to stand in the place to ask the Holy Spirit to bring through the funds that are appropriate to come through for this month to keep us on the air. So if it's meant to be that we continue being broadcast, then I know that the Holy Spirit will show that through the contributions and make it to where we are actually meeting every need here financially. I want to thank you. Thank you for upholding this new movement of oneness and unity. And many hands make light work. So even in financial contribution, just a little bit from many ends up making a great difference. I want to thank you. Thank you for being in your heart. Thank you for giving. welcome back. This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. And for those of you who are outside the Charlotte, North Carolina area, we know you're tuning in on tunein.com or through the website. Again, that is bridgeholistichealing.com. Now, I really want to get back. We've got our special guest hosts today, Stacy and Ellen. And Ellen, you know, you were brave enough to step forward and share with us a personal clearing of the past that you've done here very recently. And I just wanted to ask if you wanted to share a bit more with us about that.
Well, I thought what I would do would be to share with you what I wrote to this person. I'm going to eliminate the names just to keep it more anonymous. But I felt like the letter was just divinely inspired. So I wrote, and I'm going to change the name to John. Hi, John. You popped into my mind this morning, so I'm writing you. I'm doing all that I can right now to clear any past grievances that I have in my life, and you are one of them. The situation with me losing, I'll say, Jane as a friend was something I blamed you for. Well, it's now been 10 years, and I'm done with doing the blame game against anyone. I take full responsibility for creating whatever happened in my life. Jane cut me off as a friend anyway, and I haven't heard from her for 10 years. Time is too short, and I want to be in a state of forgiveness and oneness with all. So as far as I'm concerned, that is all in the past, and I'm not going to replay that story anymore. So I just want to wish you well. And then I asked him questions about what he was still doing, blah, 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 and what I was doing in my life since it's been 10 years since we have communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So it just felt like that releasing.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing which I feel like is a easier part of in any situation where you feel so enmeshed in the grievance that has occurred, it to step out and be the observer of it. Mm-hmm. And to look at both of those people and the whole situation from a disconnected and a higher state of being, and look at it with compassion, and look at, As Stacy was saying, you think about you don't know what's going on in that person's life. You have not walked in their shoes. So to create that situation, what all had to happen in that person's life that was created on all levels, and the attraction level of all of us in that situation. So it's, to me, it's easier to heal when you remove it removes the charge from the situation when you can remove yourself as well. So it... And to me, it brings in a level of compassion for each and every one of the people involved, rather than being enmeshed in the story and the right wrong, and you're the blame to blame and stuff. So, and I've been doing more of that since then, since I wrote this letter, of just like being the observer of it and taking responsibility of my level of attracting that and creating that situation.
Right. How beautiful. Okay, so because we've been working with the concept that we are attracting a match to the frequency that we are being.
Yep.
Yeah. That we can measure what frequency we're being by noticing what our life circumstances are.
Yes.
Right? So if you don't like what's showing up in life, then we can look towards, and that's what we're doing today, changing your own frequency.
Yeah.
And we raise that vibration by letting go of this drudging, sludging junk that's been hanging on to us, even when we haven't thought about it in a long, long time.
Yep.
So we can just ask, is there something that I need to be shown? What's making me feel so heavy and miserable in life today?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go, why do I feel so awful when life is so good and there's nothing wrong? It's actually incomplete stuff from the past.
Yes.
You know. And we were talking a little bit earlier, well, actually before we move off of that, I wanted to say, Ellen, I know we discussed this a little bit further, and you even had some memories come up about this individual's childhood that helped lead
right.
you to compassion for him, right?
Absolutely.
Stacy's technique there, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of just knowing, I know his past since we were together, and I know that, you know, as a child, there were instances in his life that could have created It's like when you're, I think that a lot of our instances we're reacting as we were as a 3 or 5 year old to something that can be a knee-jerk reaction, even if we're in our 50s or 60s. It doesn't matter. The age thing, it's still like a 3 year old is responding to a situation. If it hasn't been cleared, if it hasn't been raised into a consciousness level of someone consciously trying to switch that that frequency.
Right. They haven't healed the wounds, the wounds even of the 3 year old. Stacy, thank you for introducing that concept. You know,
yes, and it's even if you don't know their circumstances, you can still take them back. You know, most of our pain comes from childhood because we don't have, we're not able to process things at a young age, so the perception is very painful, and it's buried in our subconscious, so we're not aware of, you know, where that pain originated from. So you could do that for yourself or for someone else, but the first step to healing is having that awareness, being self-aware of looking. That's why it's so important to look and feel the pain and find the root of it. And having that self-awareness is where that healing starts. And then just having the willingness to move forward is the next step.
The willingness to move forward. Love that one. Did you hear that, folks? You know, how much of what's going on in life really comes down to our will, okay? And speaking of will, wait just for a moment here. I'm going to make a quick shift and say, we're now in the Wave of Fire segment of the show. Anything goes, okay? All rules are gone now. Okay, we're off the planet, and I'm going to introduce the three steps of Eve. Okay, we talked about Eve consciousness last week. We're going to be going further into that in the next few weeks. If you want to learn more about it off of the show, you can go to eveconsciousness.com and read a bit more about the story, okay? But, and meanwhile, listeners, if you feel prompted to call in, we can have a quick conversation about a particular situation. The number 704-553-1370. 704-553-1370 if you'd like to call in with your own personal situation for us to discuss today. But the three steps of Eve consciousness, remember the gift of polarity consciousness, and I'm going to say let's look at the gift of the suffering that we're working to clear and forgive our junk that we've held on to from, and at this point say, which is polarity consciousness, okay? So I've suffered. What is the gift? Okay, one of the gifts, and the gift certainly that shows up in the steps of Eve consciousness, is choice. Because when we suffer pain, we are inspired to have an idea for something better. Would you say? Mm-hmm. So, you know what? If someone's standing on my foot, I have an idea. Get off my foot. Okay? What a great idea. Wouldn't I feel better if they got off my foot? So, if I didn't feel pain from that, I wouldn't think that idea. I wouldn't probably think about the fact that my foot was being stood on. But because it makes me uncomfortable, it inspires me to a new vision of a pain-free foot. They could actually move, you see? Now, that's a really super simple example. But do you get that if you're in a relationship that you like some things about and then other things about that relationship make you miserable, it inspires you to have a vision for a relationship that actually doesn't hold those things as well. Imagine.
And it creates that movement.
It does.
It creates that movement,
right.
Yes.
So, yeah, the gift there is that we are able to create an intention, which is, you know what? This is the process that we are going through forever. Forever.
Absolutely.
You know? And in the Bible, it talks about God decided, you know, I have an idea. I think I'll create earth and light and dark and put human beings on it. Wow, what a concept, right? And we are made in that image. We are divine creative beings. What's going to inspire us to a new thought of a great idea? Well, discomfort is really good for that because we start coming up with great thoughts of how we might be more comfortable. So if we're broke and poor and we feel a bit miserable about that, we kind of go, wow, wouldn't it be nice if I had like $1,000 in the bank? Imagine what I could do. or 100,000 or 1,000,000? You know, where does your creative idea come to? But discomfort really helps bring us that gift of choice and an inspired idea, right? So the next step of Eve consciousness, so we can get an idea, but does that mean it's going to show up in our lives?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to say that if step two of Eve consciousness, which is what we call Christ consciousness, if that's not there, it ain't going to show up. It's just going to be hanging out as an idea, and it'll be there energetically, but it's not going to come into matter unless the vessel to receive is open. And that open vessel can be blocked by resentment and unforgiveness and stinking thinking and blame and stories that say I'm a victim, I don't have power in my life, I wish I had that, but this, but that will never happen for me. Because you know what? The Bible says, be it unto you as you believe. You know, with the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So it takes faith and belief and letting go of this blockage junk that we're hanging on to. You know that the past that we're talking about clearing today can act like a cork in the bottle, and we can't get that flow happening when it's corked up. So, and you know what, folks? Things are happening faster now than ever. Do you
Absolutely.
Guys notice?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
There's new energies on the planet. You know, this is the hand of God moving for that which, you know, some have called the end of the world, the rapture, you know, the ascension of the planet. There's shifts. Whatever culture you've come from, whatever you've looked at, there's always been conversations in different ways about this time of change that was to come. I believe we're in that changing time now. And there are gifts here that say you are intensified in your abilities. So if you think negativity, you are really going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think some inspired, amazing vision and you open your heart to receive through forgiveness and love, which is the Christ consciousness we were talking about, it's going to show up.
Absolutely.
Really fast, okay? So I was noticing, and we're discussing that even on the level of what we call healing, clearing, things are happening more quickly and more radically. And folks, there's stuff available that we call deliverance. You know, you can just let go of something in a second, bang, and put a persona on it and say that's a negative, you know, demonic force or a blocked energy, whatever it is. It's about getting rid of that which we don't need and doesn't serve, okay? And once we do that and we have that clearing, we are able to step into step three of Eve consciousness, which is power. So I just wanted to remind us that those Mary Magdalene teachings on love that Judy Satori has brought through to us recently, loving wisdom, loving compassion, loving strength, and loving beingness, that's all about stage two of Eve consciousness. It opens us that receptive vehicle to receive when we can be in that state of love and forgiveness. And we're going to take a quick break. We actually have Leslie Woods, one of our angel listeners, on the phone to actually speak to us about support of the show. And Leslie is one, you know, I just want to actually put out gratitude and blessings to those listeners who have felt drawn to be the angels to help contribute. Leslie, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, listeners, I just want to say welcome. This is Dr. Leslie speaking to Dr. Leslie. Leslie is a doctor, okay? And she's Leslie, you're working in oncology and hematology, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Blessings on the gifts that you're bringing to the world through that. And I wanted to say the gifts that you're bringing to this show, Leslie, and just would you be willing to share with us in this era, there's so many places that you could be putting your money. What inspired you to actually bring forward financial support and gifts here to help keep the show on?
I was drawn to your show basically through Judy Satori's website. Also, I feel like your show is all about positivity, and I feel it's important to help and support the positivity in our lives. So when I was so thrilled when your show wanted to be sponsored. I didn't even think twice about it. I just immediately went on and supported. because I feel like we all need to support and help positivity grow.
That just blesses my heart. I got tears coming. I honestly, you know, something new's happening here in the world, isn't it, Leslie?
We have to support the positive. There's too, you know, in order for our lives to get better, we just need to support each other.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your word. Listeners, if you feel moved, this is about community. This is, every aspect of this show is going to be in that oneness and community energy, which means this is all about holding hands. And do you know that you are also bringing forward the topics that we're bringing on the show? A listener who contacted me and said, please talk about Ho'oponopono. Another one that said, please talk about healing. Okay, write us and let us know what you want on the show. And thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting this community. If you feel prompted by spirit, the website is bridgeholistichealing.com, and you can give there to keep us on the air. Blessings and love. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
So, listeners, we are going to be moving forward now to a special energy transmission by Judy Satori, a baptism of compassion and joy, kind, gentle understanding with compassion. And remember, this is about helping us to forgive others. When we have compassion, we can let go of that which blocks us, and the gifts will flow. So enjoy this transmission of compassion and joy from Judy Satori.
Hamura is speaking of compassion as being kind and gentle, understanding but not condoning. Compassion, he says, must begin with compassion, kindness, gentleness, understanding of self. Otherwise, the so-called compassion for another is misplaced and is about aiding or abetting or is codependent. He wants to work with us now to add a greater depth to our faculty of compassion, beginning with our compassion for ourselves, so that we can rest in the deep peace of not knowing what lies ahead, but in trusting that a new way will open to be shown to us. So as you're sitting within this macabre field of El Moira, just put your hands gently over your heart chakra and allow his energy of compassion to merge with your energy and become you. So this compassion energy is anchoring within you, so that you are this energy now and forever. Amen. And now our Moira speaks to us of joy, the joy and expectation that something wonderful and magical is just around the corner, and a new springtime is coming in our lives. Place your hands over your heart chakra again now, and gain an impression of what this new joy that is coming to you soon will feel like. And as sadness, mistrust, and constriction is lifted, joy stands in its place. And joy is soul expansion.
Wasn't that beautiful, listeners? And for those of you who are new, okay, those words were the angelic language, the angelic tongues that the Bible speaks of. Some call the language of light. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. And you know what, listeners? It's opening for everyone around the world. We all have access to the gifts of the Spirit. And soon, on Wave of Fire, where anything goes, we are actually going to be talking with you and bringing forward an opening and awakening for those of you who feel a rightness to open that gift within yourselves to speak light language and that which we call the angelic tongues. That's here for us now. It is. Listeners, just as we close today, I want to tell you that this week of clearing and the last month of clearing was really challenging for many of us. And last week, I had such a challenging time, even on the radio show. I was in tears at the end of the show. And I want to tell you that what I realized, what my inner voice and guidance showed me, was that I was doing too much planning and not allowing to be the open vessel to be moved spontaneously by the Spirit during the show. So I've made a new commitment to you today that from here forward, like today, I'm coming in with very little notes, and I reserve the right in the name of the Holy Spirit to change whatever's happening on the show in the moment, even if we thought it was going to be something else, because this is going to be moved by Spirit spontaneously in the moment. No more stress, and I'm not going to get out of my heart into my head like I was last week. I was talking so fast, if some of you noticed. So I actually re-recorded some of that show to actually, for those that listen to the recorded version, you may go back and hear that. But from here forward, less planning, more spiritual guidance. We're living moment to moment. And I bless you as you do that. So we'll see you next week. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. We are your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.
Hi, this is Dr. Leslie of the Dr. Leslie Show on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. With Holistic Living and Wave of Fire, we are your bridge to wholeness. Tune in for keys to healthier, happier living in body, mind, and spirit. And then hold on to your seat as Wave of Fire takes you off the chain, outside the box, and off the planet for a new experience of that which we call God. With the Holy Spirit in the driver's seat, the Dr. Leslie Show will rock your world and turn your perspectives inside out and upside down as you join with our global community of listeners. We are 70 countries and 50 states strong. So tune in on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, WGIV 103.3 FM and 1370 AM. It's the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness. Blessings and walk sacred.